Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I just got back. I saw the entire state of Indiana on Sunday and previously last week as I was driving to and from upstate New York. And we thought we'd talk a little Indiana tourism here. Our friend Dane Neal's here. Dane, do you know something about everything? Is that your deal?
No. Quantum physics, though.
Dane's got his NASCAR show on the weekends.
He's
a cooking expert. He owns a farm where he's allegedly growing something legal. I mean, there's... You're a Renaissance man.
No. And just for the record for the show, certainly we dabble in the motorsports and we'll interview a driver now and then, but a lot of it's like family road trips, travel, destinations, things to do, that kind
sure.
of stuff.
Well, why don't you introduce the guy to your left?
This is Mark Newman, and he is tasked with encouraging the over 77 million people to visit the state of Indiana, as they do, as the executive director of the Indiana Department of Tourism. And he is here to do that again, sharing not only some of the very known places, but some of the cool places you should get to.
Yeah, let's get to the cool places, because we know we can go to Indy and have a good time. We know there's lots of things to do. We know Fort Wayne has great history. Yeah. Give me something I don't know.
Well, we were just having a nice little conversation about...
I'm sorry, the show interrupted you.
We were just having a good little conversation about French Lick Resort and the town of French Lick in West Baden. Historic place.
Great golf courses, too.
Yeah, two fabulous golf courses. You got a Pete Dye golf course and a Donald Ross golf courses. If you like to lose golf balls, it's a perfect place to go.
And I'm in for that.
losing balls and cursing. Yeah, that's a great place to go.
And if you want to be inspired by some of the most beautiful landscape in Indiana, this is it. I mean, it's southern Indiana and in some of the most beautiful wooded rolling hill country of our state.
Do you have Larry Bird's house there, too?
It's not far from there. Legend is still very prominent in the town. He's got a bar and a restaurant there as well that named after number 33, so it's a pretty cool place to visit.
French Lake is great. All right, give me another one.
One of my favorite places to go is Columbus, Indiana. I'm big into architecture, mid-century modernist architecture.
This job's all about you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You got this job. You want me to talk about
the people of Indiana? I thought you wanted me to talk about me in Indiana.
And you have fantastic festivals, too. We were talking about the Pierogi Fest. It's so much fun.
Well, yeah, we talked about how a cult following has developed around the Pierogi Fest in Whiting. I mean, it's attracting people from the Chicagoland year after year. They've made it a part of the thing they do every summer. And the way that Whiting is evolving into really a cute little bedroom community even for Chicago is an interesting thing in and of itself. It's not only a great place to live, it's a great place to visit, and they're adding additional assets to their community. The National Mascot Hall of Fame is under construction right now.
When's it going to be ready, Dan?
I would defer to Mark on that, and stay tuned to the show. We'll definitely mention it and be on site to cover.
And we're not kidding. This is the Mascot Hall of Fame.
This is cool. So, I mean, everything
Where does
from...
the chicken, like, do you have rankings of, the...
Well, the chicken is at the top. I mean, that's
the chicken, Change the mascot game.
I don't know if this has any weird innuendo to it, but all things flow from the chicken, I must tell you.
Yes. No, it's true. Well, before the chicken, mascots were just creeps in suits. After the chicken, it became a legitimate job. Like a go-to thing. Some great gymnasts are some of the best mascots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and without the chicken, you wouldn't have the hot dog and the brat and all the stuff going on in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So, by the way, why
in Indiana? Why the Mascot Hall of Fame in Indiana?
Well, it was the brainchild of the mayor of Whiting. And he actually approached the chicken and said, hey, do you want
to do
this?
Are you serious? That's the celebrity endorsement? Yeah.
By the way, approach the chicken cautiously.
Yes.
Never thought you'd say that statement twice,
never jump
did
fast
you?
At the chicken.
Exactly.
How does the chicken, how does he endorse it? Just a feather up? Does he take it from me, the chicken?
I'm sure it involved feathers, but I can't. I don't know those details, and there's some things that
when are we targeting the Mascot Hall of Fame opening?
I think we're probably about a year away, yeah.
Okay, and you're going to need me to do that.
Absolutely. I want you all to come down
there's
for
nothing
it.
Foul about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
right.
You know what?
All right.
That's the last thing. It was just the last thing. I promise. Last one ever.
All right. We're talking about places you don't necessarily know in Indiana, and including places that don't necessarily affect your life personally. Give me another one.
Well, if you head west in northwestern part of Indiana, you know, you've spent a lot of time already going to places like the dunes and the like. But if you continue eastward and head to Steuben County, during the wintertime, I'm going to tell you, there is this fabulous iced toboggan sled run. I don't know if you guys have ever had that kind of experience before.
Oh, I grew up on toboggan.
But that is something to put on your bucket list to do. So if you like speed, you able to get 35, 40 miles an hour.
Really?
Rushing down this ice toboggan run at
Pokagon State Park. So you get guys bringing custom sleds, too, stuff they've done up in their garage?
They give you the sleds. Come on, we're talking about the state of Indiana here. They got to do have some control over this. But I will tell you, the more people you'll have on the sled, the faster you go.
Yep.
So if you pack three, four people on there, you are hustling down that.
And, Steve, even some of the places that you already know and love and sort of have a definition of, you mentioned some of the danger side is you've got in South Bend some of the urban whitewater rafting. You know, you think you got to go to a far off place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, right through the heart of South Bend, Indiana, the first urban whitewater destination in America. I mean, and these are legit rapids that we're talking about. You're surrounded by buildings, but you're heading down the East Race of the St. Joseph River with some speed. And, you know, your heart drops a little bit because it's a pretty exciting experience to have. And they're going through this incredible transformation in South Bend, a renaissance, if you will. And the food scene and the music scene are coming back, coming alive there. You've got Notre Dame, of course. I mean, everybody is a fan of Notre Dame. And then if you're into history and cars, the Studebaker National Museum is really a cool, cool experience to have.
South Bend is the Austin of Indiana.
Yeah, right?
Yes, as in Texas, by the way. What about shopping, Andre?
Shopping, I'm a huge fan of the Lighthouse. I've always been Michigan City, Indiana. Yeah. You can get some of the best shopping there. We used to go to Chesterton every year with the big art fair that you guys have there. Yeah. Lunch, and then of course cap it all up with the Lighthouse, Michigan City.
That whole area there, the southern tip of Lake Michigan, some of the most beautiful part of our state, and that image of the lighthouse is so iconic. You know, any season of the year, any hour of the day, you can catch an amazing shot. And what I love about what's happening around the lighthouse right now, people are discovering it as a great venue to go kite surfing. The water really kicks up there. The wind is terrific, and it's some of the Great Lake effect that we have coming out of Chicago, coming north to south off of Lake Michigan. Indiana becomes the beneficiary of it, and
it kind of funnels through.
Yeah, and you're catching some huge waves. You're getting some great speed. And the other thing that's really become interesting about that area, too, is that it's attracting divers, scuba divers, archaeological, educational divers, looking to take trips amongst all of these vessels, these transport vessels that have sunk in the Indiana waters of Lake Michigan. So a pretty cool destination in that regard as
well. One of your famous celebrities, of course, is David Letterman.
Yeah.
Can you just wander onto Ball State and see some Letterman stuff?
Well, there's a building named after him.
But do we have to attend the school? It's very expensive that way.
Yeah, no. You can wander on. I don't know how much you'd see. I mean, I'm not sure beyond
that building. Is the building now covered with beard hair the same way he's grown it up?
Right.
I can't speak to that.
The Beard Museum, maybe, in the works.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Who are some of the other? Well, Jim Gaffigan. Does Jim Gaffigan have a museum yet?
Not yet, but I am such a huge Gaffigan fan.
So
anytime he finds his way
show.
Back to Indiana, I'm there. He is an awesome guy.
Yeah, and he's a really, really good guy, too.
But I will tell you something else that's coming around that really is interesting about Elkhart County, town of Elkhart, town of Goshen. Those are some of the more prominent names there. You know, Americana music is really gaining a foothold, you know, folk rock type music. And there's this fantastic little venue called the Ignition Music Garage in Goshen, Indiana. And they're attracting these great artists. Guys like the Avett Brothers are going there doing these unplugged concerts. And this venue was once an auto repair garage. Okay?
That's cool.
And so they transformed it into a music venue. They installed acoustic panels. They sell vinyl there, so you can buy vinyl records there. You can go take your old stereo and get it repaired there.
Did they keep the lifts for the acts on the stage?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
It really is.
And Elkhart, of course, Speedway Town.
Yeah,
racing. You can speak to Elkhart and racing.
Yeah.
You, Dane, host of the show.
It's a great history that they've got over there. A lot of great tracks there. You know, IRP is really great as well. And, of course, Indianapolis, where the Brickyard's coming up at the end of July. And when you think about kind of famous people, the boyhood homes or boyhood bars of a Larry Bird down in French Lick, I was wondering if, as you're always on this, you know, the lookout for new places to go, is the Mike Pence boyhood home becoming a tourist attraction? Oh, do you have plans for that?
Question.
It is. As a matter of fact, so we're talking about Columbus, Indiana, and that's the architecture place we were talking about a few minutes ago. Yeah. But I will tell you, indications are that the number of visitors, the amount of traffic through Columbus, Indiana is increasing, and they are attributing it to the fact that Pence grew up there. And
Give it two more weeks when he's president. That's imagine that tourism house going to kick in.
I'm not able to comment on that.
Of course you're not.
Yeah.
I assume the Jay Cutler home, not as big?
He's competing with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln boyhood home is down near where Jay Cutler grew up, so he's competing with Abe a little bit, and he's still a favorite Hoosier son, but he takes a back seat.
How many people live in Christmas?
Oh, Santa Claus.
We're Santa Claus.
Santa
sorry.
Claus, yeah. About 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
But they're celebrating Christmas 12 months a year. So
the reason I mentioned Christmas is in the case of Cutler, Dave, of course, it was the worst Christmas we ever had.
That's fair.
Lasted 10 years or something.
Home. Legendary Bears quarterbacks, I'd have to defer to Dave Ennett, but isn't it Goshen, Indiana, isn't that a hometown of a Rick Meyer?
Yes, it is. Former Notre Dame quarterback also.
I'm going to have to talk to Todd Manley about getting rid of you. You know too many things. You're too much of an expert on all things. For all things Indiana tourism, where do you send people?
We send them to visitindiana.com. That's our home website. Chock full of great information. We've got a trip planning tool there. You can select different itineraries that might meet your interest, over 100 different itineraries. Really a great tool to use to figure it out.
And, Dane, if you're going to go to one place in Indiana that you haven't been, where would it be?
Ooh, I am going to go to French Lick, and here's why. Not to see Larry Bird's bar or even to golf, but to see some of the wildlife stuff. They have up until, I think, June 30th, and we'll mention it when we're out in displays at the live remote coming up on Saturday, is that they've got an extreme giraffe experience and an kind of elephant immersion that is second to none. So if you want to get close to African animals.
Back this train
that's
up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so these are giraffes that are emotionally unbalanced, extreme giraffes?
They're well-trained and well-behaved, I'm hoping.
Yeah, very healthy. Yeah.
I got to read the waiver form, but...
And what about the elephants? You just wander among the elephants?
Yeah, so it's a herd of 8 African elephants. They live there now. They've been relocated there 12 months a year. And you literally are able to get up close and personal with them. You can bathe
you
them.
You get purple.
Yeah, Julian does a whole special on that tonight. He did Cruisin' Indiana.
Okay.
So Julian's piece on the elephants Julian is going to air tonight. Yeah. Channel 9.
Yeah, so you can bathe them. You can give them a pedicure if you want. You can feed them. I mean, you develop a nice relationship with an elephant, something we should all do once in our lifetime.
You should. I've ridden elephants a couple of times. That changes your relationship with elephants once you ride them.
It's an elecure.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes.
That's not a pun. That's legit.
What happens to you at 9 o'clock?
No, that's legit. I'm telling you.
Well, when you gave us the foul comment earlier and going to Elecure,
I wasn't sure.
Don't worry. I'm just as upset as you are. great to see you. Again, the website is?
Visitindiana.com.
Nice to see you here in Chicago. Have
Thank
some fun.
You.